A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey, I'm Rob Cesternino, and these are the most interesting stories of the week of Tuesday, July 19th, 2016, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF.
Yeah.
Tyson in the house.
It's time for some News AF.
Rob.
Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The actual factual news is here once again. I'm Rob Cesternino, and we are here streaming live once again on the Facebook Live here on July 16th. And let's welcome in our News AF team. Here is the man that you can see if you're watching the live stream, who has a helmet that is filled with what appears to be Crystal Pepsi. Can it be Tyson Apostle?
It can be. I am the first Utahn and maybe the first U.S. citizen to own a bottle of Crystal Pepsi in the last 25 years.
The first Utahn. Wow, that makes it sound like you're from another planet.
Well, I think that I'm, yeah, I feel confident in that because Utah's still quite a ways from the Canadian border.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like maybe some of those border towns, if they're as enthusiastic about Crystal Pepsi as me, they've driven across the Canadian side and gotten some Crystal Pepsi already.
Okay. Well,
you also said U.S. citizen. Is that because you think that maybe some, you know, documented immigrants might have Crystal Pepsi?
I just didn't want to say American because I didn't want like someone from Chile calling up and being like, I'm also American.
You have to be careful, when giving yourself those designations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought U.S. citizen would be more appropriate, but maybe now that's even more offensive. So, yeah. So this morning as I was setting this thing up, this whole hat contraption works on a siphoning system.
Mm-hmm.
And I only wanted to hook one bottle up, not both bottles. So I put one bottle up, put the tube to the other bottle out the side, and then started like testing it by sucking.
Now, many people are listening to the podcast version of this and watching this either live here on Facebook or on our News AF YouTube channel, which is brand new. So, Danny, could you paint the word picture of what Tyson appears like right now?
Okay, Tyson looks like a mix between a construction worker with the hard
hat. Right, he has a helmet.
And a paralysis victim because he can't move. Mm-hmm. He's absolutely still.
Right.
He's a heavy
hat. He's still out of fear that if he does move, the Crystal Pepsi will cover him.
Yes.
That's true.
In liquid, basically liquid gold.
And he also
has
the straws that also, like, the people that, like, have to, like, use the tube.
Yeah, like Stephen Hawking type of a wheelchair system. I mean, he looks a lot like Stephen Hawking with a hard hat.
And how many containers of Crystal Pepsi does he have adorning his helmet?
Okay, so Tyson has what I believe is called a bandolero of Crystal Pepsi, and that is, if you've ever seen those old Westerns when they have the bullets on that strap that runs across their chest, Tyson has that, sans the bullets, with Crystal Pepsi. I mean, he's locked and loaded, literally, with Crystal Pepsi, ready to party on Tyson.
Ready to party.
You on sugar. What's your sugar high like right now?
Well, if it's absorbing in through my skin and stuff, it's pretty high. So, So what I did was, at the top of this helmet, there's a bottle on either side of it. And at the top, there's a straw, like a straw intersection, where a straw goes into each bottle and then comes down to my mouth. I left one straw out, started sucking a single bottle, and then it created a siphon effect for the straw from the other Pepsi, which was just dangling above my face, and it just started pouring Crystal Pepsi down me. But I didn't know where it was coming from still. I thought there was a leak somewhere. So I was looking around trying to find it. As I plugged that hole, it started leaking out of my mouth straw. And it was just like there was no way to stop it until I eventually pulled the straw from the single bottle of Crystal Pepsi I had open at the time.
Okay.
I think that you could claim to be the first United States individual, I don't know how to say it now, who's taken a shower in Crystal Pepsi. I think
a
that
crystal
might be
an shower
honor that is all yours.
Yeah.
A crystal shower.
Crystal yeah. shower. Good news
one
is
one man, two bottles.
Bad news is I spilled a half a bottle of Crystal Pepsi, which, as we know right now, its market value is incredible.
Incredible.
Or street value.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Tyson, did you have the apparatus before the Crystal Pepsi, or did you go out and get the apparatus to consume the Crystal Pepsi?
I purchased this to consume the Crystal Pepsi. I wanted to be hands-free.
Okay.
And let's not overlook the megaphone also on the helmet.
Yeah, the
what
megaphone,
do you use that for?
Just for, you know, giving shout-outs.
What kind of announcements do you make with that?
Let's see.
Let me hear one.
Well, the mic, it actually doesn't work very well, so it's disappointing, but I'll try here.
Okay.
Crystal Pepsi in the house.
Let me ask you this. When you speak through a megaphone, are you prone to talk like a robot? Is that just something that
I talk normal? I think I talk normal. It was the megaphone.
A little bit like a robot.
Yeah, I think the megaphone did that on its own.
Okay. All right. And here is a Utah with no megaphone that needs no megaphone. Danny Bryson, formally introduced.
Yes, I don't need a megaphone. I can be extremely loud if I have
yes,
to.
Yes, he can get loud
can
too.
Like
I choose
talk
not
like
to
a robot.
Yes. Most
can you
of the
talk
time,
like
I'm
a robot, though.
I can. See, that's pretty good.
All right,
that is pretty good.
Well, we're back once again to talk about all of the big news stories outside of Crystal Pepsi here. Once again, these stories come to us each week, sent to us by our listeners. This is the only news source, which is for the people, by the people, tips at newsaf.news. All these stories come to us from you guys or from us. So it's really... We're all, it's like a potluck dinner, right, Tyson?
Yeah, but if all those potluck meals were purchased from delicious restaurants instead
yeah.
of homemade.
Yes.
Potluck dinners are gross. I don't know what those people's kitchens look like.
Yeah,
make
dangerous.
Those,
definitely dangerous.
I can eat that.
Tyson, did you know Danny was so anti-potluck?
Oh, yeah. I've known Danny well enough that even if he hadn't openly stated how anti-potluck he is in the past, I still would have guessed he's anti-potluck.
Okay.
Very he's anti. The anti-potluck.
The anti-potluck.
All right. Well, let's yeah. get into our top story at this hour. And that is coming to us from the good people at Domino's. Domino's in India has started pushing hardcore the burger pizza. The burger pizza is taking the world by storm. Now, we talked about the Burgeritza, which was being served at Atlanta Braves game, but now the Domino's has the burger pizza out, and many people are trying it. It is. It looks kind of like a breakfast sandwich in this photo, right?
It looks good.
Yeah.
You like it, Danny?
It looks pretty good.
Well, it looks good. I didn't say other than looks. I don't know what's inside. I don't know, you know, what its spirit is.
Pizza
like,
ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, who knows if the mixture's good. I'm a little bit curious about that bun they're using. It looks like a mix between a bun and maybe a pita bread.
Mm-hmm.
It looks
yeah.
like a garlic naan type of a thing.
So but the way that...
You don't like garlic okay. naan?
I do. I just don't know if it would be a good mix.
Now,
okay.
with the regular bun.
The way that the burger pizza is going to work is that it's two pizzas and they're sort of like facing each other. So they took one pizza and then just put another pizza on top of it and then put all of the toppings in the middle. So unlike the Burgeritza, which I believe actually has a burger patty, this is basically two pizzas smushed together.
Which is, I think, what a New Yorker does every time. They eat, don't they? Take it and fold
a
it
slice
in half?
And fold it in
right.
half. Yeah,
right? take a
so it's
take
not
a
really
slice
that
and,
innovative.
And fold it like so, and then end up with like that. But I don't know if this is necessarily the same thing. Tyson, should they be able to call this a burger pizza if there is not a burger involved?
I think so. Yeah, because I think burger now is just encompassing on the more the shape of the foodstuffs
and the buns, the look, the overall spirit or idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're fine with that.
Yeah. In spirit, it is a burger.
Okay. Danny, should it be a pizza burger rather than a burger pizza?
Yes. I'm sure that Domino's had its finest minds working on that problem.
Yeah.
And who am I? You know, my GPA in college was like 2.8. Who am I to question their genius? So I'm just going to go with what they decided.
And we're also able to check in with the people watching us live here on the Facebook page for Rob Has a Podcast. Phil Morgan says, looks like a sloppy Hot Pocket to me. Sloppy Hot Pocket.
Ooh, that would have been a good name. The Sloppy Hot Pocket.
I think like that is a name. I think that already is a name.
I feel like that's a euphemism, right?
Yeah, yeah. You definitely. I hope your mom's not listening to this show, Danny.
Yeah. No, she doesn't know what I'm doing. She'd be disappointed if she knew.
Okay.
She knew you were out here talking about Sloppy Hot Pocket.
So, do you guys feel like that the burger pizza will catch on and make it way? You know, we're always sort of like getting like sneak previews from these international fast food items as to whether or not they're going to make it here. Tyson, do you think that the burger pizza makes it to United States and North American Domino's?
Well, if we're going to follow past trends, there's like a 99.9% chance no American will ever see this product. But on the off chance that it does, it actually doesn't look like a bad product. It could be one of those things that you could market as like more of a lunch item at these pizza places. I think a whole pizza for lunch is a little bit much. Like, you don't see too many people going to Domino's or Pizza Hut to just get lunch. But I think if they had these pizza burgers, I think first of all, you got to switch the name around from burger pizza to pizza burger, because it's definitely more pizza than burger, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a sense of what the size is of this?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Tyson. What if the middle, you say it's definitely more burger than pizza. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's more pizza than burger.
More pizza
it's more
than
pizza
burger.
Than burger.
See, those buns look like they're way more bun than there is pizza. So that's why I think you can call it the burger pizza, just by the ratios.
Hmm. Now, Carla in the Facebook chat says, I think it has no patty since India is largely beef free. In the U.S., it would definitely have a beef patty. Danny, does this change your opinion on it? Do you feel like that the U.S. version will most certainly contain a burger patty?
I don't think we're going to see this. I mean, she had some great insight there. She's right. You know, you're not going to see beef on that. But I just think that the Pacific Ocean or whichever ocean, the Indian Ocean, is just too big of a barrier. It's a gigantic food barrier for the U.S.
You think it's too far away to get here?
It's too far away. By the time they've flown this stuff over here, it's completely mutated into something else. I just think that maybe the ocean's too big of a food barrier for us.
Yeah, it's hard to tell in this picture because it looks like a breakfast sandwich in terms of like the size. It looks like the kind of thing where maybe it's only like, you know, 5 or 6 inches in diameter, right?
Yeah, and if that's the case, I think that's genius. But what if it's the size of an actual pizza? Then that's terrible.
Yeah, what's their smallest pizza? Like 12 inches, 8 inches, something like that?
Right, almost the sense of a English muffin pizza, if you took that and then put another English muffin pizza on top of it. That seems like a pizza sandwich, Tyson. I think I might be in on that.
Yeah, I'd definitely be in on a pizza sandwich.
That's called a sloppy hot pocket. They already had the pizza sandwich. It really is the hot pocket.
Here's the other thing, too. If India was planning to put a meat patty on there, they could definitely done one of their famous cat meat patties or something like that.
They're all veg.
They're all fine.
No, wait, it says they have chicken right here. Jalapeno and hot and spicy chicken. So you can put meat on there. Here's Italian sausage, grilled chicken. Those are both options. So you can have those animals.
What about cheese over there? Are they allowed to have cow cheese or is it all goat cheese or what kind of cheese is it?
That is a good question.
That's a good question.
I do not have an answer.
All right. So as Domino's continues to play with the burger pizza, we'll bring you more developments on that. But we have to move on and talk about another week and a million news stories from the world of Pokemon Go. Tyson, have you started playing Pokemon Go yet?
Yes.
Okay. And
but I only play from my living room.
Yes. Have you caught anything in your living room?
Yeah, I've caught like 60 because I use the incense to lure the Pokemans to me.
Yes.
And I have like 60 in my catalog, but I ran out of Pokeballs.
Oh, no. So what if you got to go to the Pokestop?
I haven't played for 2 days. There's no Pokestop in my living room.
Oh. What a shame.
We could have done another whole episode on Pokemon Go stories that are going on. So maybe we should talk about maybe some of our favorite Pokemon Go stories from the week. Danny, do you have one favorite Pokemon Go story from this week?
So many to choose from. But I'm going to have to go with the person who found another dead body. And I don't think we have the article up here.
Yeah.
But if you give me a second, I do have it on my
notes. 1/1000.
So why don't we have Tyson go over his... Tyson showed me his Pokemon.
Yeah. Whoa. did he have any Pokeballs left?
You know, the obvious answer is two, but in this case, yeah, he had more than two.
Okay. So, Tyson, do you have a favorite Pokemon story from the week?
Well, I was out walking Bergen, and there was a guy, like, rushing to a spot, and he was like, there's a rare Pokemon here somewhere. And then another dude was trying to find it, so I tried getting those two dudes to date each other.
Mm. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So... Oh, okay. Also, I'd like to point out another Pokemon story that Tyson brought up. The day after we talked about using Pokemon as a dating app, there was an article about how people were hooking up using Pokemon.
How?
I didn't read into it. I saw the headline and moved on with my life. But So a man found a body floating in Salmon Brook in Nashua, New Hampshire, while playing Pokemon. So, So, you know, I found that interesting.
Yeah.
So Pokemons can find floating dead bodies, but that seems to be pretty much it.
Or remember our theory last week was that the floating body is a Pokemon player who, in pursuit of a Pokemon, stumbled into the water and ignored the fact that water was rushing into his lungs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think Pokemon, I think it might be breaking even with the number of dead bodies that people are finding, I think is equaling the people that are also like walking into oncoming traffic and walking off of cliffs playing Pokemon in search of Pokemon. So I think that's sort of like that for every one dead body people find from playing Pokemon, I think that there's a new dead body that is caused from playing Pokemon.
I think they're going to have to revise the list of most dangerous occupations. It'll be like mining,
Pokemon timber, trainer. You know,
it'll be like crab fishing and Pokemon.
Yeah. This is a story that I really like about a man in London who was caught trying to break into a house with a crowbar at 2 a.m. And use the excuse that I was trying to get to a Pokestop.
Was he let go? They're like, oh, sorry, sir.
No, they would not. They would not be used as an excuse for why you
the bobbies didn't help him break in.
Breaking into,
That reminds me. There was also a story about four police officers who were filmed capturing a Pokemon while on duty and in their uniforms. So,
I could
go on forever with these Pokemon stories.
Oh, there's a million. New York Post reports a man who was shooting at Pokemon Go players outside of his house. He had too many Pokemon Go players just like swarming around his property and started shooting at people. Again, this took place in Florida. And
were bath salts involved?
Started shooting at Pokemon players from the house.
Wow.
Well, you know how we often give we don't give financial advice, or I don't know how this works, but I read something that said that pretty soon there's going to be a market for Pokemon accounts. Anybody else see that?
Yeah.
I don't quite understand how that works.
They'll be the Bitcoin of the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe take all your money out of Crystal Pepsi and put it into Pokemon accounts.
It might be the time.
Yeah,
it might be the time.
So what are you saying? So you're saying that so you could have a person who's collected all the Pokemon and they could sell that collection of Pokemon to somebody else and then monetize their Pokemon?
I think. I didn't read the article. I read the headline. So as usual, I can't give you any facts.
Yes.
You know, hyperbole.
Yes.
Well, here's the other thing, too, though, is that by the time they get this fully operable where it becomes the new currency, then the next best thing is going to come out, right?
Yes. Well, what will be the next best thing?
Yeah. Come up with it, Tyson, so we can get rich.
Well, I have already said it's going to be a mix between Uber and Snapchat.
Uber and Snapchat. So how will that work?
I don't know. I just took two of the most profitable tech companies in recent years and morphed them into one thing.
I feel like you could get a good pitch meeting on that. We're like, okay, it's like the Uber of Snapchat. Like, oh, okay. All right. Everybody's sitting up in their chairs. Like, tell me more. Well, how would it work, though? So is it like a ride, but it only gets you part of the way there? Is that what it is? Like, it's like a ride. But how about this? It'll take you anywhere you want to go, but only for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
It will take you.
Yeah. Well, it will take you somewhere you don't even you get in the car, but you don't know where you're going to go, and also you don't know who the driver is before they pick you up.
Oh, so it's like the shuffle of like you just get in a place and then they just drive
chat
you.
Roulette.
Yeah.
He's not wearing any pants.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah. It's like, oh, think of all the new adventures you'll get to go on.
It'll be exciting, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of mirrors in that Uber.
So are you in?
How about this? What if you combine Tinder where they pick you up and another person and then you're just in the car for 10 minutes? It's like a speed dating and you're speeding.
Yeah. And they serve pizza hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they take pictures of you nonstop, which they upload to Tumblr. I don't know. Let's think maybe later after the show we'll brainstorm.
Yeah. We don't want anybody stealing our idea.
Danny, I also saw a headline that Nintendo is now worth more than Sony due to the Pokemon craze.
I once read a long time ago about the console business, and I'm sure someone in the chat room can correct me, but it seems as if making consoles is not a great financial strategy.
Mm-hmm.
In that development, they usually sell them at a loss, even though they're super expensive, and then... Yeah, so it kind of makes sense. They put out this app that was probably pretty cheap compared to a console.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, now it's just the craze.
Okay.
The only thing is you can't murder pimps and prostitutes like you can on, you know, like Grand Theft Auto, which is
not yet. So, more and more Pokemon ghost stories are coming and really probably no end in sight.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Rob, when do you think this will all end?
I mean, it probably will just keep going, I think, all through the summer. I mean, I really think that they timed this out pretty well in terms of when, it's like the ideal time to release Pokemon Go. It's first off, it's the summer. Everybody can go outside, even in these cold climates. Like, all these kids are home from school. People have the most downtime of the year around this time. So it was really a brilliant launch time for Pokemon Go.
I did hear that they're having problems with their servers, though.
Oh, yeah.
Numerous crashes, especially, they're opening up new countries all the time. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
It's exciting.
All right. Well, we'll see.
I think it's going to be a real problem when school starts.
Yeah. So
it's going to be a real problem for teachers.
You think kids are just going to be playing Pokemon all day long in the classroom and like throwing Pokeballs at the teacher?
I know kids are going to be playing Pokemon all day in the classroom.
Yeah. So what could they do, Tyson?
They could, I mean, there's got to be some way where you can block Pokey action. I think there's got to be a way because government buildings and stuff like that, I feel like you can't have swarms of people at certain times at these places.
Can you jam the Pokemon signals?
That's what I'm saying. Jam the Pokemon signals.
Should the kids be on a phone in the middle of class anyway?
No, they're going to be even more now.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't stop them.
The toothpaste is out of the tube.
Yes, great saying. Thank you for that.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about another thing that's taking the world by storm this summer. And I'm curious to know, Tyson, you are a dessert aficionado. Yes.
Not only am I a dessert aficionado, popsicles, I almost always have bags of popsicles in my freezer because they are so delicious.
All right. Well, a New York City restaurant called the Springbone Kitchen, which serves health foods, they have a new dessert option that they are offering starting on Wednesday. They specialize in bone broths, and they have a beef bone broth popsicle that they are offering now on the menu for $4. They cite bone broth as being one of the healthiest things that you can eat. Tyson, would you have a... Yes, you're in on the beef...
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah, that was in response to you saying my name, Tyson, and I said yes. Rob, I'm here.
Yes. Beef bone popsicle, Tyson.
I would eat one, but I doubt I would celebrate it.
Do you think it would be good?
No. A salty, no. So meat juice frozen.
Mm-hmm.
No, meat juice is supposed to be warm.
Yeah. Now, in addition to the beef bone broth, according to this story in the New York Post, they spoke with Jordan Feldman, who is the creator of this recipe. It will also contain coconut milk, and you're a coconut bandit, so that sounds good.
Yes, I love coconut milk.
Pomegranate juice, raspberry puree, and a little bit of maple sugar.
Oh, it sounds like they're turning it sweet, huh?
Yeah, so it's... Yeah.
Okay, I'm more in.
It's sweet in. And meat.
Sweet meat.
Sweet?
A sweet meat sandwich.
Meat.
No, sweet.
Sweet meat popsicle.
Right.
A sweet meat popsicle and a sloppy Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
I think you use both those phrases on your Tinder account, don't you, Tyson?
Yeah.
Who's interested in a meat popsicle?
Right. A sweet meat popsicle.
Sweet meat popsicle.
Add the sweet.
This summer.
Salt.
Well, I like the ones that are just like high fructose corn syrup and food coloring. Those are my favorite
popsicles. Those are the
popsicles. Best. Yeah.
Basically Otter Pops.
Yeah.
You can eat like 15 of those in a row.
Now, Danny, does this gross you out, the beef broth popsicle?
You know, I would try it as like a novelty, but I'd probably throw it away almost immediately and then go get an Otter Pop.
Danny, what about the science of the bone broth health benefits? Are you buying this? Now, the person, Jordan Feldman, that created this recipe, that he hurt his knee playing tennis, and he says that drinking beef bone broth, because of all the collagen in it, has healed his injuries.
Yeah, you know, nothing is more scientific than stories about people who did very little research other than they tried it and it happened to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as scientific as I think you can get.
Yeah.
One data point.
Now, Tyson, this restaurant in particular is very hot with the CrossFit crowd. Is that getting you more interested?
Yeah, hashtag paleo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we know how he got injured.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. By doing some type of muscle confusion mixed with real life everyday movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that makes sense that he definitely got hurt. But yeah, I mean, if CrossFit and paleo, one thing we can learn from them is you know, if you want to be as healthy as a caveman, they lived upwards of 25 to 30 years.
Yeah, but they didn't have freezers to make any beef bone broth popsicles.
Mm. You're right. And maybe that's what we are in today's society need to get rid of is the freezers.
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that we need more frozen popsicles, perhaps.
Oh, okay. You're saying the caveman's demise was the fact that they couldn't freeze their bone broth.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. They would kill an animal, but then they wouldn't be able to prepare enough beef bone
popsicles.
Broth recipes before the meat would spoil. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think you're definitely onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Paulie in the chat adds in, they did have an ice age. So, yeah, there is no good explanation now.
Nope.
Well, I was going to say the Ice Age, too, but I thought that probably wasn't... Was that 24-7? They still had a summer.
When they had Ice Age 2?
Well, not Ice Age 2, but Ice Age 1 started with a summer.
Yes. And I haven't seen those movies. Are those canon?
Canon?
Yeah.
Are they scripture?
Yeah.
Are they
documentaries? Were those documentaries?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they're actually pulled from the Dead Sea Scrolls.
That's where they got the script idea.
That's where they got the script from.
Yeah, they got it from those cave paintings in Spain.
Okay.
In France.
All right, well, I think I would try the popsicle. I think I would give it a shot.
You try a meat popsicle?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Again?
I'm adventurous.
How long do you think you'd keep it in your mouth?
I mean, probably until it melts, right?
Probably.
I guess so.
I think so.
I guess. I don't know.
We'll give it a shot. You know, I think
so
that...
should we all, maybe if we all got a meat popsicle and fed them to each other.
Oh.
Hey, I wonder how quickly China will jump to ban eating meat popsicles on the internet. I mean, they banned bananas.
Bananas, right.
Have they gotten onto the whole meat popsicle? Tyson, stop laughing. I wish you'd be able to do that with a straight face until you started laughing. But anyway,
Tyson, you know, China could you, really could you eat a meat popsicle in a unerotic way?
You think I could?
I think you could.
No, I definitely couldn't. That's impossible. Have you ever known anyone to eat a meat popsicle and not be erotic?
I don't know if you could pull it off.
This is the hardest Tyson has lost it in the history of News AF.
I just spit lemonade all over everything.
You might be giddy from all the Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, it's definitely hitting me now.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. All right. Let's talk about another story. And hopefully Tyson can shed some light on this, because there's a lot of people out there who follow this stuff very closely. A lot of the UFO truthers who are very suspicious after a recent NASA live stream cut out while showing an unidentified object moving closer towards the Earth. Now, Tyson, as a NASA fanboy and attendee of recent NASA events,
an unofficial representative,
do you have any thoughts on this? Why did a mysterious object show up on this live stream and then the feed mysteriously cut out?
Well, I mean, my theory is, and it probably hasn't even been said yet, is that it's alien life and it's here. And NASA knows about it, and the government knows about it, but they don't want us, the layman, to know about it.
Why not? Is it a danger to us?
Oh, it is.
No, it's more... It is?
Yeah.
Why?
Because once we hear the galactic truths being brought to us by our celestial visitors, the world will just unravel.
Yeah, salt mines, right?
I'm not saying salt mines.
Yet.
But the problem is, these spaceships can't enter the Earth's atmosphere. So we built the space station, or the, you know, the ISS space station, whatever, so that we could visit with them. This is my theory.
Okay, so wait, they can't come into the atmosphere. So they can't come to Earth.
They can't come to Earth. So the only way they could, it's like the human bus stop. It has to be out there in space.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the only way, the reason this is a space program we share with other nations like Russia, Japan, and, you know, China's up there too, is because once you have the ability to peer into space and see the spaceship, we invite you to the space station because we can't hide the truth from you. But to buy your silence, we give you contact with the aliens. How's that for a conspiracy?
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, so
that's...
Is the Earth just like a transfer station for the UFOs, where it's like they're like on their way somewhere else and we're just sort of like one of these like roadside stops where it's like, oh, let's just get off here at Earth, go to the bathroom, and then be on our way?
Yeah, they fuel up, they get a pizza burger, they get a meat popsicle.
Right, get on their way. Right, yeah. They're like on summer road trips, and
we're like gas station food. Earth food is like gas station food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some Earth food is like gas station food to us.
Yeah. Now, can you see this thing on there? You can make that out?
Barely. UF photo bomb. That could just be a hunk of garbage floating around,
now,
too.
What they think it is, in all seriousness, is the space station that China put up, but China has lost control or contact with, and is slowly, it is losing its orbit, and it's going to enter the Earth's atmosphere and burn up soon. And they think that that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the scientific theory behind it.
So why did they cut the feeds? And why don't they cut to Big Jeff?
The feed, actually, from what I read, cuts occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just happened to cut at that time.
Okay. All right. So
sorry to bring it all down.
So Tyson, do you feel like that this is just nothing to be concerned about?
I still think that there may be some type of Men in Black situation on Earth where there's aliens living among us. I mean, platypus are pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Now, yes, Tyson,
the platypus.
The official statement from NASA is that this was a temporary glitch in the video. But that is not what the truthers are saying. That is not what the truthers are saying. So I just wanted to make sure that you, if you had any additional information to add in.
At this time, no. But
will you call some of your peeps?
I will call some of my peers and ask them And hopefully we can shed some light on this, some truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, hopefully more on this story as it develops. The truth is out there, as they say.
Do we know it? Maybe not.
Maybe not. This is a interesting story, and this is uncovered by our own News AF intern, Lita, about the rising health issue of Americans consuming too much sugar. A startup in Colorado is attempting to make food taste sweet without using sugar or harmful chemicals. The scientists are trying to do this through mushroom dust. Now,
well, on Goop, did they read? They read some stuff on Gwyneth Paltrow's website.
Is Gwyneth Paltrow putting out mushroom dust? And if so, has Rachel picked up any yet?
Yeah, well, all that dust is from a certain type of mushroom. I think sex dust and party dust and ashwagandha and stuff like that. That's all. Isn't that all mushroom stuff?
I don't know, Danny. Have you done any mushroom dust?
You know,
like sprinkle some mushroom dust on a meat popsicle.
I bet it would add some great sugary sweet flavor to it. I don't know how mushroom dust works, but you go to a mushroom and you brush the dust off the top. Wouldn't that just be dirt?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I think they actually grind up the mushrooms and turn it into dust as
dry
opposed to sort of
so,
just like
yeah.
just like tapping the mushroom and like sprinkling the dust on stuff.
That would be cool.
It's actually interesting the way that they're hoping it works is it blocks the taste bud receptors that taste like bitter and stuff like that. So it just makes your food taste sweeter without actually being sweeter because that's the only thing you're tasting.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But won't we get addicted to the mushroom dust then?
Yeah, but is it going to be as bad for our health? That's the thing. It probably will be, but they won't have had the research to prove that until years down the road, much like all the other foodstuffs they've introduced to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, this is what you need to do. Then 20 years later, like, do not do what we told you to do 20 years ago. We're sorry for all the people who have died due to our lack of research.
Mm. Yeah. You're not supposed to eat lead or asbestos.
But the mushrooms can block that out?
Maybe.
I hope so. That's the word on the street.
We hope so. Now, Tyson, now what would your Crystal Pepsi taste like if you did mushroom dust right before you drank the Crystal Pepsi? Would it block out the sweetness, the sweet syrupy goodness of the Crystal Pepsi? And what would it taste like then?
No, it would block out anything that wasn't sweet in the flavor. So then it would be overwhelmingly sweet.
Oh, so then if you do, whoa, so would your mind just be blown if you did the mushroom dust and then had Crystal Pepsi? Because it blocks out anything that doesn't taste good.
Correct.
Hmm.
Correct. That's how, that. To my understanding, that's how it works.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what you do, like, let's say for this Crystal Pepsi, what you do is you take all the sugar out of it. You'd have to work with a formula where you add the mushroom dust and then still get the same flavor of the current Crystal Pepsi. I think it would take a lot of tweaking to start adding this as an ingredient, but you could eventually probably get it.
Now, Danny, if you did mushroom dust and then had a meat popsicle, whatever sort of bland flavor might be in the beef bone broth would be all blocked out and you would just be having the sweet tasting dessert flavor.
You know, I bet if you took some mushroom dust before eating a meat popsicle, you probably do double meat popsicles.
Wow. You think you'd be able to eat more meat popsicles?
You could probably
do a lot of beef bone.
Maybe three meat popsicles at a time because you would be underwhelmed by the sweetness. So you could handle a lot more meat popsicle in your mouth.
Yes.
And then how many sloppy Hot Pockets do you think?
You would probably wash down those meat popsicles with three or four sloppy Hot Pockets.
Your tolerance would be way up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. You could handle all of that stuff just one sitting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tyson, how close are we to getting mushroom dust available on the consumer market? Do you have any idea? Is this years down the pipeline?
I would think so.
Okay. So in our lifetime, though, we'll have mushroom dust?
Yeah. Well, it works how they are, it sounds like they've done some field tests and stuff. But I think it's going to take a really long time to figure out how to utilize it with the food products we have already.
Mm-hmm. So I looked up mushroom dust.
Yes?
I looked up mushroom dust on Amazon.
Burningman.com. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Whoa, Tyson's turned into a robot. There he is. I've looked it up on Amazon, and Moon Juice has it.
Oh.
So they call it brain dust.
Brain dust?
Yeah.
Does Rachel have that one already?
What's it called? Brain dust?
Yeah.
That makes it sound like it's made from brains.
Well, it says that it has, well, they just say it's a protein-rich mushroom. So they're saying that it's ground-up mushroom dust, but it's called Moon Juice, organic plus wild-crafted adaptogenic potion. Yeah, so yeah, that's moon, we have juice. Moon juice. Yeah.
You already have it.
But that's not.
So you already have it on hand.
Mushroom dust exists, but not the mushroom dust as a sweetener. There's lots of different mushroom dusts that Rachel adds to her shakes every morning.
Could you put it in her coffee?
Not the mushroom dust we currently have, but the mushroom dust that these people are talking about creating, you probably could.
I'm just going to leave this all up to the mushroom scientists.
Yeah.
You really are going to leave it up to these guys at Burning Man.
Okay, yeah. we'll find out. Maybe Burning Man's coming up in a couple of weeks, I believe, right?
A month.
So hopefully, do we have any Burning Man correspondence that we will have out there this year?
Danny, I think we're sending Danny.
Danny? Oh,
please don't. Please don't.
Tyson, could you text Jerry Manthe? I think she's a regular there every year.
Yeah, I'll text her because I definitely want her to have my phone number.
All right. Let's talk about another big holiday that's coming up in addition to Burning Man. This past week, we had World Emoji Day, which was celebrated by many people around the earth. Tyson, what did you do for World Emoji Day this year?
Oh, there's a good chance I took work off. But I don't know what day it was exactly. Yeah, I don't know what day it was exactly.
Yeah, I believe it was Sunday was World Emoji Day.
Oh, yeah, I definitely took the day off, and then I took Bergen to the swim pool.
Yes. Danny, what did you do for World Emoji Day?
I didn't use an emoji, though, so I probably offended the holiday by not using an emoji.
Yeah. Now, why did we need World Emoji Day?
Because the people who make emojis want to make more money.
Is that what it is? Does one person have the patent on emoji?
Well, you have Kimmojis.
Yes, that's true.
And she makes money quite a bit,
but
actually,
it was not World Kimmoji Day.
Yeah, but she's included. Yeah, she's included. Yeah, not yet, exactly.
Tyson,
but she's included.
Did you have a dog in the fight of Kim Kardashian and Kanye versus Taylor Swift? Do you have a strong allegiance to either side there?
No, but I feel like Taylor Swift is kind of getting outed a little bit. Is that the feeling that she may not be as sugar and spice as we think she is?
So you're saying she's more mushroom dust?
Yes.
More mushroom dust.
More mushroom dust. Because it wasn't the whole beef that she all hurt that Kanye called her the B word in one of his songs. No. And then it comes to find out he played the song for her and ran the lyrics by her before he even
No, I think not quite. I think that that Kanye had said in a lyric in one of his songs that he put out, I believe it was at the end of last year, that he still thinks that he's going to have sex with Taylor Swift. And also there was a second part of that where he made that B word famous. And apparently they had a Snapchat recording of him talking, revealing to Taylor Swift the first part. But she says that she was still blindsided about the second part, even though she had sort of let on that she was sort of blindsided about the whole thing. So she did know more than she claimed to know. But Danny, if we're going to be anti T Swift, doesn't that mean that we have to be by proxy pro Kim K and Kanye? And isn't that necessarily, I feel like it's almost like the election where it's like, if you're for one of these candidates enough, I understand why you're against either candidate, but then you have to really be for one of the candidates.
Well, look, you have to be careful here because the people who back Taylor or Kim are vicious online as the people who are rabid fans of the, you know, political people who are, who are in the news today. So you have to be careful. I don't know. Tyson might be destroyed on Twitter today because of his comments about Taylor Swift. I'm not going to choose a side because it's just too dangerous.
Yeah,
I'd rather cower in the dark corner of the internet and not have an opinion.
I'm not saying that they're not all great people.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm saying they are all great people. But what I'm saying is that in this argument, somebody has to be more right and somebody probably has to be more wrong. And
look, one conspiracy theory is that both sides are using this as a means of gaining even more popularity.
Hmm.
So it's something that, and I know this is the biggest conspiracy of all. I mean, it's like saying that that was a UFO that NASA cut off reception to. But people are saying that it was all, you know, figured out from the beginning. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to get some attention. And so if you went with that theory, you'd be safe because you're assuming that both parties knew.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pro Taylor Swift in all of this. I just feel that, yeah, she probably knew more than she let on. But at the end of the day, I kind of feel like that these other guys are sort of like drifting off of her star. And I think that they just want to be associated with her and are causing trouble with her because they want more of her fame. What do you think of that, Tyson?
So you think Taylor Swift is more famous than Kanye and Kim?
Yes, because I think that her fame is more based on substance, where, you know, Kanye is a talented artist, but I don't think that...
Was a talented artist.
No, I think he's still a talented guy, but I think that Kim and the Kardashians are more sizzle than substance, and I think that Taylor has a lot more
emojis?
Substance. What's that?
Who's got emojis? Taylor Swift have emojis?
Right. But again, the emoji speaks to sizzle as opposed to substance. I think that, you know, you and I, by the end of the day, could, you know, have an emoji pack.
What would we have in our emoji pack? A meat
popsicle. Right. A burger
sloppy
pizza.
Sloppy hot pockets.
Sloppy hot pocket. A mushroom. Really.
Mushroom dust.
I mean, they have most of these already, but we could come up with something. A UFO. Yeah. Really, the whole show could just be emoji.
Well, we should work on that.
Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah,
sure.
Tyson, go get your graphic designer whatever certificate so you can make them during the show, and then we'll sell the package at the end of the show.
Yeah, we'll call it
every
AFmoji. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's a good hashtag.
AFmoji.
AFmoji. Okay.
Is it better than meat popsicle or sloppy hot pocket?
Yeah.
Sloppy meat popsicle?
Yeah.
Or the anti-potluck.
Yeah. Designer Drew is watching the show live. He could be working on these AFmoji by the end of the day. All right. But that in addition to World Emoji Day, after that little distraction into Kanye versus T-Swift, they've released some data about the most used emoji. And according to this research, we're all pretty basic when it comes to emoji, Danny.
I'm about as basic as they come because I'm afraid to use emojis. I lack emoji confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't want to lead anyone astray by sending them whatever that purple cucumber with the green top is.
Eggplant.
And, you know, I don't want anyone getting the wrong idea if I send them an eggplant. So I'm just straightforward with my emojis, as straightforward as you can be with an emoji.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you need a real legit meat popsicle emoji so that you don't have to keep using the eggplant one.
Yeah, with ice cube afterwards.
Mm, ice cube after? What does the ice cube do?
Represent? See
ice
what
cube,
I mean?
The
I'm
rapper?
Already.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm already falling
ice
into
cube,
problems
the
with the emoji.
Yes,
guys,
yes.
It's just not safe to use that. I think words, in my case, might be better than pictures, cartoonish pictures.
Yeah. So really that they're sort of shaming all of us that we have a very boring emoji that are being tweeted out. That the
Is this the powers that be trying to get us to use their emojis now? That's what they're using World Emoji Day for? They're shaming us.
I think so.
So we're going
to
buy more
packages. I think they
want
us to use other emoji. That the most popular emoji, according to World Emoji Day, was sort of like the laughing so hard you're crying. That's the hard. That's the one that people are using the most.
I could use that today because today I literally laughed so hard I cried. But other than that, what am I going to use that?
Yeah,
that is a misrepresentation of what is taking place.
Mm.
I can't use that. It's a lie.
Yeah,
but it makes people feel good when they say something kind of funny and you text back with the laugh so hard I'm crying.
And then you immediately ask for a FaceTime and you're like, you're not crying.
Mm. Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most common food items tweeted or used in a World Emoji Day, birthday cake, number one answer on the emoji.
It's a lot of birthdays on the same. Yeah. A lot of birthdays share the same day as World Emoji Day.
Yeah, I think so. No, that was actually for one year gone by, from July 1st, 2015 to June 30th, 2016. The number two most tweeted or most used food emoji was the slice of pizza, not a burger pizza, but just a slice of pizza.
No, they didn't. I have that.
And number three was a strawberry. I'm not really sure why. Is strawberry one of them that they use in sexting, Danny?
I don't know why you asked me, but
I know
I'm just
why.
Gonna assume yes,
yes,
because anything can be used or turned to be sexual. So,
like, what? Give us one example from this show today.
Tyson's Crystal Pepsi helmet.
Yeah, I can
very
see
sexual.
That. I can see that.
Yeah, the Crystal Pepsi helmet.
Yeah.
Does
anyway? I like the state by state breakdown.
Okay, what do you got in the state by state breakdown? How? What's your state doing?
Okay, our state is an emoji I've never even seen before, which is a lollipop.
Okay.
That's definitely
Nevada's 16. Is obvious. Nevada's is, what would you guess Nevada's is?
Slot machine. Tyson.
No, eggplant. I guess slot machine makes. But they would legalize
prostitution. I was
going to
say slot machine or prostitute.
Well, that's the eggplant.
Yes.
California's is boring.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a taxi cab.
Taxi cab? Can you order like an Uber with an emoji like you could like a pizza with Domino's?
Maybe in the future. Maybe you just hit on a great idea.
Maybe that's how you order our Snapchat of Uber with a emoji of a taxi.
Yeah, but it don't add the eggplant because you'll get a very specific Snapchat Uber.
Yes. I'm very interested to know in the comments or on the Facebook chat, is there some sort of meaning to the strawberry emoji? Because I just don't know how that's coming up so much in conversation.
It's used heavily in Michigan, the strawberry emoji.
Yes. What does that mean? What is the meaning of a strawberry emoji? If somebody sends you an emoji of a strawberry, what does it mean? Now that the Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry 30 for 30 aired last week. Is that possible, Tyson? Oh,
yeah, that could be. But and then a doc, like a doctor and a strawberry.
Yeah.
And then don't forget the eggplant because he was having sex in between innings.
Yes, he was having sex in between innings. And also, I believe that both Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden were heavily involved in consuming mass quantities of mushroom dust, I believe, throughout their playing
career.
Yeah,
it was some type of dust, yeah.
Some sort of
those guys were party animals, man. Did you know Dwight Gooden was one of my favorite baseball players
at that time? Yes, I did.
Dang it. You already knew that.
Yes. I remember you told me that when we were in San Francisco when we went to Blab on the Bay.
Yeah, I just thought that you tried to forget everything I say after I say
it. No, Rob's got the memory of an elephant.
No, sometimes. Certain things, if they're related to the Mets, I recall. Okay. And then one other story to talk about this week. And this is one that really I thought was interesting. So Mashable has a story today about how the practice of polyamory has gotten a big boost through the use of many different Google apps, which are leading to a rise in many different polyamorous relationships around the world. So, Tyson, you have been a very big advocate for all things Google over the years. Did you know that Google was helping many people with the proverbial Google Hangout?
I actually did not know that. I would like to say that I did, but nobody has ever propositioned me at all.
Google is silencing him.
Yes.
I feel like I would have at least, you know, I could have been a brother husband to somebody or something like that, but I apparently know.
So there's this article cites, and I don't really know that this is what the article is saying, which I thought that some of their conclusions, I thought they were a little bit of leaps, saying that Google Calendar and Google Keep are organizational apps which allow individuals in polyamorous relationships to better meet and organize who is going to be with who at what time. Danny, why has Google over Apple become the go-to service for polyamorous relationships?
Well, I think that Google is more open.
Open source.
It's a more open source.
Open platform.
Yeah.
And so that's what these people are looking for. in their relationships are people who are open. Also, juggling relationships, I have just one right now, and it's very confusing. With just one other person, most of the time I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So maybe,
and you can't get your calendar synced.
I can't get anything synced. So if you were having two, three, or as they say, there's different kinds. There's kitchen table poly, mm-hmm. and then there's parallel poly. Those sound very confusing.
Ooh. Yeah.
So you need tools like calendars, like Hangouts, because it's just all so confusing.
So, Tyson, is this sort of code where if you're out somewhere and you meet somebody that you think you want to be in a polyamorous relationship with, and you sort of like, hey, could I see your phone? And they pull out an iPhone. They're like, oh, never mind. Or if you look at like their calendar app and they pull up iCal or something like that, do you know that they're probably out on the polyamory?
I think you can assume that they are definitely in on the polyamory if it's a Google phone with a Google calendars.
Yes, right? Google phone.
But if it's an Apple
especially
stuff,
they have Google Keep.
Especially Google
Keep. I've never
even
heard of Google Keep before.
Google Keep is just like notes on iPhone. You just like it's just for jotting down notes real quick, and it saves it automatic.
Like, and I feel like I'm kind of in the know on a lot of these different technical things and things like Evernote and whatever, but I never even heard of Google Keep. And
okay,
apparently,
you want me to open my Google Keep?
Oh, wait, so hold on. So you have the Google phone, you have Google Keep,
yes.
Google Calendar?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Are these apps gateways, Tyson?
They might be, but I want to read some of these because these I have saved for years and years. Are you ready?
Okay.
So here's my first one. This one was pretty recent. Bug spray, allergy med, tin foil, s'more skewers, rock salt, firewood.
Well, I bet
nothing
I know what you were
there.
Doing that
yeah.
night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Baking a cake.
Here's one. Penis
yes.
is for everyone. More than one? Did the guy have the stroke 11 days ago? Two things. When I'm eating a burger, I always think it would be better in a sauna. And when I'm in a sauna, I think, gosh dang, I wish I had a burger. Those are notes from a show we did a while ago.
Yes. Yes.
I remember Here's that.
One. And those also sound like polyamorous pickup lines.
They could be. Penis is for everyone.
Oh, and maybe you were picking up supplies for a polyamorous outing.
It could
right?
be.
A little barbecue with some others.
Yeah. Most of them are actually doing with this show. Babies, milk only, Shrek, new swag, wearing hand wraps all the time, Snapchat suggestion, 5-star review of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some of them
like
could definitely be.
I feel like, yeah.
So let's go to my oldest one.
All right.
Okay. This will be exciting, I'm sure.
Car mouse, peeing in the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing Philip in the pool, shooting myself in the eye with a rubber band, squirting mm-hmm. my teacher in the eye, putting books down my pants,
wow.
having my mom come to school,
mm-hmm.
and drawing
okay.
cigarette smoker.
Is this your bucket list?
I think that's my bucket list.
Wow. That's
so you've probably done all those things, so you're done.
That's some bucket list.
Yeah.
So the article cites, they spoke to a person in a polyamorous relationship, a 32-year-old scientist in Sydney, whose name is Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Yes.
Didn't now it all makes sense. Remember that contest we talked about last week about if you change your name to Mr. Burger, you
yeah.
get a free burger. And then somebody said that they've made it really hard to change your name. It's all coming clear now.
Yeah.
We don't know. One of us needs to go to Australia and look at some kind of registry because this is a wild name. And now I'm beginning to understand the abuse.
Yeah. Again, the name is Meow Ludo. That's hyphened Disco Gamma, separate words, Meow Meow hyphenated, says there's two broad streams of polyamory. I'll leave that there. There's kitchen table poly and parallel poly. Kitchen table poly is what people who are on these Google apps do, where everybody just sits down and everybody can get into the app and look at the calendar and see where everybody is. And then parallel poly is like one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. Then people don't have access to the calendars.
That one sounds exciting.
Yeah, that one's like kind of like
hands
the Don
all
Draper
over the place, not right. knowing what yeah. the other hand's doing.
Yeah,
sounds like the one to be in.
Kitchen table is. I feel like that's sort of like the new boring. Millennial version of polyamory. I feel like that the parallel polyamory is like so Gen X.
So
this
Gen
guy,
X.
Most of what he said didn't make any sense because it was like a completely different language. His name, and then like kitchen
from
poly,
his name to everything else.
Yeah.
Kitchen table polyamory. It's a thing thanks to Google.
Yeah, it sounds like a thing. It's weird.
Okay.
Well, I need to open my mind, maybe.
Yeah, it's time yeah. to stop
Kitchen
being
table
so close-minded.
Poly or parallel poly.
Tyson, do you give Rachel access to all of your calendar in all of your Google apps?
When we share events that we're both going to, then you just...
Invite
add her to it too. Yeah, and then you okay. can both add to the event or whatever you want to do.
Okay. So, all right. Well, let us know if any of our listeners are big into any of the Google apps and how that's helping them.
I think Meow has hit on a great idea. Remember how we wanted to mix a bunch of apps? He wants to mix a Google Calendar, OkCupid, and Uber and make the ultimate perfect poly app.
Yeah.
So that's better than including Snapchat?
Well, I think that if we threw in Snapchat, that we might be, you know, one up him and create the super perfect poly app.
Super okay. perfect poly app. I'm in. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's
me
make
too.
Let's make
I'm
it
going
happen.
To my bank right now to get the money.
I'm gonna need $10,000 from each of you.
Okay.
All right. Tyson, do you have any recent reviews of News AF over on iTunes, on our iTunes page at newsaf.news?
Yes.
Okay. Of course, every week, if you see News AF happening, be sure to share that with us. tips@newsaf.news. And don't forget to subscribe to our new News AF YouTube channel. If you missed the show, you can watch the video version as well, in addition to subscribing to the podcast feed over on our YouTube channel. Look for News AF on YouTube. What do
Are
you
we
got,
ready?
Tyson? We're ready.
Yeah, I am. I'm sitting down.
Okay. Please note that the ideas and views expressed by our reviewers do not necessarily are not our ideas. I was going to say that more professionally, but whatever. Okay.
Whatever.
Review AF, 5-star, by Optimus Primal 78. News AF is sunshine on cloudy day.
Oh.
Whenever I'm having a crappy week or feeling down, nothing cheers me up and makes me laugh like News AF. News AF is an antidepressant.
Oh, no, nothing.
Depressant without all the terrible side effects. Share your password and download this podcast. News AF is the best thing to happen to news since Robin Quivers.
Wow. Okay. High praise. High praise from our listener. What was that person's name?
Optimus Primal 78.
Yes. Thank you, Optimus Primal. All right. If you want to leave us a review, an honest review only, go to newsaf.news. Tyson, anything else you want to leave us with before we sign off for a week?
Obviously the Vulcan greeting.
Oh, yes. Are you excited for this weekend's Star Trek release?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I probably won't watch the movie until it comes out on a streaming device because, I have a baby, but you know, yeah, sure. I guess I'm excited.
Well, are you a excited? Star Trek fan? I mean, I'm a Star Trek fan, but I haven't been a big fan of the movies.
I'm not really a Star Trek fan, but I'll watch the movies.
Okay. And Danny, you're out
Danny,
on Star Trek
you?
Movie?
No, I like sci-fi. I love sci-fi. It's probably one of my favorite genres.
Mm-hmm.
But like Tyson, if I go by myself, it'll end up in an argument with my wife because I had a good time by myself.
Yeah.
And if I take a kid,
again,
it'll be ruined. And I might as well take that money and throw it in the garbage right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I will also be waiting for it to come out on a streaming device.
All right.
Yeah. Danny has, unbeknownst to you, Rob, Danny has written many sci-fi novels in his head.
Oh, in his head?
Not just on Google Keep. Morning.
Yeah.
Not on Google Keep, in his head.
Maybe I'll write one about you, Rob, and your intergalactic romance. With
polyamory.
Scarlett,
a polyamorous
with a Scarlett Johansson
with
robot.
Yeah, yeah. You steal her. You leave orbit. You travel space with just her. You crash land on a planet with these sexy vixen aliens.
Whoa.
I mean, sure, they look a little bit different, but you're an open-minded guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they practice polyamorous relationship. The Scarlett Johansson robot
kitchen table
becomes
or
super
parallel?
Jealous. Both. You're
Whoa.
Rocking both.
Whoa.
The Scarlett Johansson robot becomes jealous, right?
Mm-hmm.
She gets the launch codes to the missiles that you keep in your crash-landed spacecraft. She blows up the planet. Cut. End. That's the end.
That's the end. Oh, my God.
Great movie.
All
you
right.
can take that. You
That's
can write
part
that.
One. That's part one. Part one is part trilogy.
You have to have it. You have to have at least a trilogy.
Okay. All right. Well, what's the hashtag for this episode of News AF? We have AFmoji. We have the sloppy Hot Pockets. The meat popsicles and the crystal shower.
I like sloppy Hot Pockets. I can't remember who came up with that, but he's a genius. He deserves a job.
Is that someone. Still is okay. that not already a hashtag? I feel like that's already got to be a hashtag.
Sloppy Hot Pockets. I don't dare to search for it on Twitter.
I don't think it is. I think that this guy is a genius and he should go out and get that copyrighted as quickly as possible.
All right. This should be t-shirts made. Okay. Good stuff. Follow Tyson on Twitter. He is at Tyson Apostle. Tyson, are you still accepting more Crystal Pepsi if Canadians want to get it your way?
Yeah, if they want to, they can. I already have a couple of people that have sent it to me, and they will receive in their mail a gift of thanks from me.
Okay.
I think Tyson said that next week he would give himself a Crystal Pepsi enema if he got more Crystal Pepsi. Is that true, Tyson?
No comment.
Using the helmet. Yeah.
Using the helmet and the siphon capabilities of the Pepsi.
Tyson, do you share your Crystal Pepsi with Rachel?
She doesn't appreciate it as much, so no.
Okay, so but she doesn't like it, or she?
Yeah, I gave her a taste, and she's like thinks it tastes like Sprite, which is insulting to me.
Yeah,
and
don't
Crystal
cast
Pepsi.
Don't cast your Crystal Pepsi pearls before swine.
Yeah,
Tyson.
Yeah. She's had
I need
too
to
much
take the bottles
dust.
Out.
Taste
I need
buds
to take
are out
bottles
of wax.
Out and pay the corkage fee to have the restaurant open the Crystal Pepsi bottle for me and serve it.
I've brought my own.
All right. And thanks again to Scott St. Pierre for editing the podcast version of News AF. We'll be back again next Tuesday. News AF is Tuesday. If you want to join us live, just go ahead and follow the Rob Has a Podcast Facebook fan page where we're streaming live, or you can wait for the YouTube or podcast version of the show. Thanks again, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.